Welcome to today's Vrenchkat Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella School Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to discuss the ongoing budgeting process in the district.
We talked about really the state kind of struggling to find that number, and that's been hard on not just Pella, but other school districts throughout the state. In fact, all public school districts, because you're having to do a lot of guesswork. And what does that mean as between you and Roger when you're looking through the numbers and trying to find out ways and creative ways to come up with revenues? How challenging is that, though, to not have something set from the state just yet?
It really is tough. You know, it makes us kind of probably overprotect. So we're certainly looking at not replacing some positions because of some of those things, because of not knowing. We could affect class sizes, you know, if we don't replace certain individuals that retire or leave, move on to other positions. It certainly could affect those types of things. And so those are all tough decisions that have to be made. And without knowing the exact revenue going into next year, which we won't until that state supplemental number, you probably err on the side of actually making more reductions than you might need to. That's really hard because it's just the way it is. And we've been in this situation before. This is not my first time, you know, being faced with this as a superintendent, where we didn't know that number actually certifying the budget before we even know what our exact revenue is going to be because of state supplemental. So unfortunately, I really would like the legislators to deal with this, get it taken care of, figure it out. I think it's their job. It's their responsibility. Too much politics enters in, and I think the kids are the ones that hurt.
For folks who are listening and say, well, why are the schools getting increases every year? A big part of that, and more than 85% of your budget, is staff. And that's true at districts across the state. And explain the process as to why you need a 3 or 4% increase. Because I know we talked about this back when the School Board Association proposed 6%. But even a small increase, it makes a big difference in the district's budget.
You just have some built-in costs. There's a staff salary schedule that really people are on the salary schedule, and they move from one year of experience to the next year of experience on that salary schedule, even if they don't move over in education. So there's some natural increases. So like, for example, our salary schedule with the people we have moving on it, even before any raises are given, there's a built-in cost of people moving on that schedule. And that built-in cost for our district, just before we do anything with negotiation, it is like a 1.48%, which is $178,000. That's just for teacher increases. So we've got a built-in cost of, you know, pushing $200,000 before anything else happens. So those are challenges that we have, these built-in things that happen, and that's all part of a negotiated salary schedule that's been there for a long, long time, since collective bargaining began. So that's probably, we've had a salary schedule since the 70s in Pella. So there's these natural increases that happen. You can agree, disagree with that. It's a different arena. We have teachers' unions. We have negotiability. We have collective bargaining that happens. And so that's the system we live in. Now, you know, I know that the state Republicans would really like to open up collective bargaining in Chapter 20. And they would like to say, well, let's change that. But the state Democrats, you know, which carry the Senate right now, of course, are saying, well, we don't want to open up Chapter 20. So there's not going to be agreement upon that, but they're kind of holding state aid hostage to some of those discussions. And unfortunately, that's just the politics of it all. It's the way life is. And so because of that, we stand a good chance of actually them not coming to an agreement, and we end up at 0%. Which would mean a flat budget for next year, which means all those built-in increases we just have to basically shoulder as a district by ourselves, which, okay, fine, but with our budget not expanding and our budget basically being balanced, all that means is us having less staff to be able to maintain that rate of increase.
You hear the enrollment numbers are tied in very closely with how budget growth goes. And I'm sure there are folks that are wondering, well, why is Pella's enrollment declining? We've had this conversation too over the past 6 months or so. How is the district trying to recoup some of those numbers and trying to bounce back from what was really some significant enrollment decline?
You know, our enrollment has gone down in the last 3 years. It looks like it's projected to go down for the next couple more. So that will continue to put a strain on our budget. And the reason for that, I'm not 100% sure. I know there's not a lot of available housing in our community, and affordable housing is a challenge for people. I know the Vermeers and Pellicorps of the world have several employees that drive in from neighboring communities. Part of that is an affordable, available housing component. There's no question it is. So if you look at rentals in our property, kind of the price range of houses that are available for purchase, there is not an overabundance of affordable housing available in the Pella community. So some people could say, well, great, you know, we like it that way, but that certainly doesn't help district enrollment.
That concludes today's Wrenchscott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.